driven all sorts of cars with his own name on them, the Chaparral, he called them, down from Austin, Texas, as a man who's been innovating. As I said earlier, he was the first man to bring in the wing car. He was the first man to bring in what they call the vacuum cleaner, a fan underneath the car to suck the air out and allow it to grip the road even more. I was the man who drove that in its first ever race. And he's now designing another ground effects vehicle, which will come out later this year, probably in the hope that he can get into the Indy 500. I did say earlier some of these drivers would not be able to go to the Indy 500 because they had been banned by USAC and the Indy officials. I have to say that it's their teams that have been banned at this time. They've said that the drivers are welcome. However, of course, these drivers are under contract to most of these teams, so therefore it goes without saying that the chances are they will be unable to go to Indy, which we hope will be sorted out before the great 500-mile race.
Johnny Rutherford, still the leader, getting the white flag right now with one lap to go. Johnny Rutherford out in front with Al Unser second. And Rutherford was talking about how important it is today to win in light of the confusion in regard to Indianapolis, the possibility he will not race there. And there is Unser, who may have run out of fuel at the end of the race here. He was in second place.
I think Al Unser has run out of fuel. I think he looks as if he's not in trouble any other way. He's trying to coast himself round here. And, of course, he'll lose his position by doing that. But there the checkered flag goes. And Johnny Rutherford.
He's won them both. He won the first 125 today. He wins the second 125 2 hours later. Back-to-back victories for the 41-year-old star from Fort Worth. You saw Rick Mears in car number 9 cross the finish line in second place. And so Johnny Rutherford picks up in one day his 18th and 19th champ car wins. Unofficially, we have Danny Ungayas in car number 25 finishing third, despite the problem that he had earlier. Otherwise, Danny might have gotten the checkered flag. There, the final results. Unofficial, Rutherford, Mears, Ungayas, Bobby Unser, and the defending two-time national champion, Tom Sneva, coming in fifth. We'll return to Atlanta International Raceway in a moment. Johnny Rutherford, the winner, but for right now, let's go to New York and Frank Gifford.
Since Johnny, you got a tax problem early this year.
Well, I hope so, Chris. I'll fight it the best I can.
How's your wife feel about these two wins?
Oh, that's fantastic. I wish we could do this every weekend.
Okay, and track owner LG do it. How do you like Indianapolis car racing on the stock car track?
Very good. We're going to keep building here, and we're going to have a real racetrack.
Okie doke. That's the story from Atlanta International Raceway. Back to you, Al.
All right, Chris, and now the official results. Johnny Rutherford, the winner. Rick Mears finished second. He won here last year. The Unser boys were third and fourth. Al finishing in the three spot, and then Bobby in car number 12, and Danny Ungayas in car number 25. Despite the problems he had after he had made the charge and it looked like he was about to take over the lead, Danny Ungayas winds up fifth. So a big day for Johnny Rutherford, winning both Atlanta 125. That's the story from Georgia. Al Michaels, along with Jackie Stewart and Chris Economaki, saying so long from Atlanta International Raceway. Johnny Rutherford winning it.